Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What if your child could learn from empowering and loving approaches to education? What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Imagine a community of people learning practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. If you find yourself worried about decisions your kids make and are just not getting through, Teaching from the Heart Radio will help you discover new ways to connect with your kids on a heart-based level while guiding you in bringing the fun and inspiration back into parenting. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. Now, here's your host, Julie Kay.
All right, and happy Monday morning, everyone. This is Julie Kleinhans, and you're tuned in to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. I hope you all had a great weekend. I know that spring is coming this week, but it doesn't feel like it outside here in the Northeast, but at least it's going to say so on the calendar. If you're tuning in for the first time, welcome to the show. If you're a regular to the show, thank you for being here each and every week. My purpose, passion, and intention for the show is all about supporting parents, educators, caretakers, our kids, and the community to create an environment of well-being through a deeper connection on a heart-based level, a relationship with young people that encourages respect, understanding, and love rather than that old paradigm, which is based on telling kids what to do, telling them how to do it, and getting them to conform. Because to me, it's very, very clear, especially when we look at our teens and young adults, that they are not here to conform. Absolutely not. They're here to bust those systems that no longer serve them and humanity as a whole wide open. And my purpose is all about supporting them in their cause to do so. I mean, really just look at the world around you. If you look at the world around you, you'll see the insanity, correct? You'll see the manipulation, the greed, the lies, and all the institutions that are falling apart. You'll see how things are no longer working as they used to be. And really the reason is because the world is changing and more of us are seeing beyond the illusion of control and manipulation that has been taking place in our world for millennia. But now we're here to create a better world where we can all thrive. And a big, big job of our kids is to tear down any of the BS they see in the world. You know, they're busting it wide open. They're not playing this game any longer, but we need to support them as adults, you know, because they really want to change things up. They really want to thrive. That's what our kids want. But they need us to join with them and understand that the old ways are not working any longer. So I invite you to join me in being a part of this collective movement dedicated to changing our approach to teaching and relating to our kids by shifting from that logical mind space and making room to include learning, teaching, and relating to our kids and shifting into that heart space, because it's that heart space where all is possible and miracles occur in our lives. So if you would like to learn more about this work, more about me and what I'm doing to help young people, please visit my site by going to www.mindfocusgeneration.com. I'm a certified life coach and a confidence and empowerment coach for teens, young adults, and their parents. I'm also the founder of Mind Focus Generation and the creator of the Super Empowerment System for teens and young adults. When you go to my website, I invite you to sign up for my newsletter so you can receive all the great information about the different guests that I'll have on my show, along with other information that will help you and the kids in your life. And when you do sign up for my mailing list, as my gift to you, you will receive a 30-day creation planner, which will guide you and the kids in your life to become a deliberate creator so that you can experience more of what you do want in your life. life. This creation planner is a great way to guide your kids to raise your vibration through imagination, uplifting thoughts, words, actions. It will help you apply universal laws in your daily life and to really understand how easy the law of attraction is to work with. And you could teach it to kids and they love it. I'm all about supporting parents, teachers, kids, and the community. So get in contact with me. Let me know how I can help you. And that's mindfocusgeneration.com. I also want to invite everyone to join me and three other amazing women that are doing such wonderful work in this area of parenting and education. Each one of us are being interviewed tomorrow, Tuesday, March 19th at 11 a.m. Eastern by the wonderful, charming Tara Kennedy Klein on her radio show, Stop Raising Einstein. How cool is that? I love that, Stop Raising Einstein. You can tune in by going to www.togineet.com. That's 2GINET.com. I don't know how to say that. I think it's Toginet. So it's TOGINET.com. And you can listen live. Tara is an amazing host and she's dedicated to improving the lives of our kids in every way. So please go check out her show, Stop Raising Einstein. Tune in tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern and you can hear what each of us have to say. And the reason that we're being interviewed tomorrow is to talk about the upcoming TeleSummit, which yours truly will be a featured expert along with Lori Petro, who has actually been on my show twice before. She's amazing. Also Jill Hope and Teresa McGuire. And Teresa McGuire is the host and the creator of the summit. The summit is called the Genius Parent TeleSummit, and I am one of 20 different guest experts in the field of parenting and kids. And the interviews are all totally free, but you do have to sign up so you can receive all the information on how to access these interviews. So you can go to www.thegeniusparent.com, thegeniusparent.com. And if you sign up for my newsletter, you'll receive all the information about how you can listen to this free event, when you can sign up. You could sign up actually right now. It just went live. And another upcoming summit that I'll be a part of in May. So that's actually 40 different experts that have a passion for supporting kids, parents, education in all different ways. So how does it get any better than that? But you do have to sign up for my newsletter so that I can be in connection with you to let you know about all these different great events that I'm involved in, plus events of my many wonderful friends that have just amazing things to offer to parents and kids and everyone, such as my friend today, Miss Deb Burdick. She's amazing. She's done just such amazing things with parents, kids, in and all things related to helping people live their best lives. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about her. Deborah Burdick is a licensed clinical social worker, a board certified neurofeedback practitioner, and an online expert at selfgrowth.com. She's located in Washingtonville, Orange County, New York. She helps people improve their lives using psychotherapy, neurofeedback, and mindfulness, which we're going to talk about today. She teaches workshops on mindfulness skills as well as ADHD to psychotherapists, teachers, and other helping professionals nationally. Mindfulness training for parents, children, business leaders, and executives is another one of her passions. Deborah developed her own mindfulness practice to deal with a chronic illness, now thankfully healed. She found it so helpful in her own life that she started teaching her clients the skills that she was using. So she went on to develop clinical material on mindfulness skills and created a four-step process for working with clients using mindfulness that she perfected in her own private practice in an intensive outpatient program. How cool is that, right? So her clients have shown her, and this is what is really cool and what I'm really excited to talk about with her today. Her clients have shown her that mindfulness skills improve the rate and quality of treatment outcomes. Deborah is the author of four books about her about holistic approach to success with ADHD. Her next book to be published in 2013 is titled Mindfulness Toolkit, 111 Therapeutic Options for Overcoming Life Stressors. Her CDs help with ADHD, sleep, and mindfulness. For your free reports about brain health and parenting ADHD, as well as a wealth of other free resources, visit www.thebrainlady.com. Deb, we only have about 30 seconds before we go to break, but I just want to say hello and welcome to the show.
Hi, Julie. Thanks for having me here. It's wonderful to be here.
Yeah, I'm really excited. When we come back, we're going to talk about mindfulness. We're going to talk about why it's so important for parents to understand what mindfulness is all about and to teach their children about mindfulness. So everybody, stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break and we'll come right back in about 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Impossible, they forgot. This world keeps spinning, and with each new day.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Back on Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. My very special guest today is Deborah Burdick, and she's here to talk with us about mindfulness and parents and children. But before we move on and we talk about what mindfulness is, I want everyone to know where you could learn more about Deb and her work. So Deb, can you tell everybody where to find you?
You can find me online at www.thebrainlady.com. Brain like in your head, that the smart thing in there, thebrainlady.com.
Awesome, awesome. And if they want to send you an email, contact with you, can they find that?
They can email me at deb@thebrainlady.com.
Very easy. Cool. All right. So we're hearing more and more about mindfulness. What actually is mindfulness? A lot of people might not know what it is.
Well, I like to use Jon Kabat-Zinn's definition of mindfulness, which is paying attention to something in a particular way on purpose, non-judgmentally. So if you kind of look at what that's saying, the first thing is it's all about paying attention to something. And what is it that you're paying attention, and how are you paying attention to it? And bringing your attention back to it over and over again, whatever it is. It could be the breath. It could be the surroundings around you. It could be intending. You set your intention to what you want to pay attention to. It could be what you are doing, the task you are doing. It could be your child. It could be that you want to just pay attention to them when they come home from school and they're chattering away. And I don't know if you're like most parents, sometimes you don't even remember anything they said because you're busy doing things. But if you can be mindful about setting the intention to pay attention to them and listen to them and look at them and really connect with them, then that's being mindful.
I feel it's so important, because what I see in I've seen in my own life, and I see with the clients I work with, the students that I've taught, is that so many of us are so busy. We're so busy going from one thing to the next that in a way we mentally check out, and we're doing things on autopilot just to get things done, but we're not actually engaging with life.
And that's so true. You know, we live in a very distracted and distracting society. There are so many things vying for our attention, and we've got a lot of, all the social media, the what we used to call cell phones, but now there are smartphones and so many activities. The kids are getting programmed to, you know, to do 6 different things after school, and they're just overloaded and overwhelmed. And it's hard to be mindful unless you really deliberately decide that that's what you're going to do and what you want to be mindful of and what you want to pay attention to. If you don't pay attention to it, it doesn't stick. You know, you just don't even remember. You can drive someplace and you get there and you don't remember going by half the places that you went by because you weren't thinking about driving.
Yeah, and, you know, it's so interesting to see how people are doing so many different things at once, and they're just so not present in their environment. My husband and I, and we see this with kids on their smartphones texting. They're hanging out with all their friends, but they're not with their friends. They're not present with their friends. There might be a group of 4 kids, and each one of them are texting, playing around on their smartphones. My husband and I, when we were out to dinner this past Friday night, we're sitting in the restaurant, and I see it with kids all the time. But this time there were 2 women in their 60s, they look like, the just 2 of them out to dinner, and both of them were on their smartphone a good portion of the time. There was a beautiful guitarist playing at the restaurant. It was just, the mood of the restaurant was just so intimate and very nice. and they were on their cell phones. I said, Glenn, that's the first time I ever saw that. Well, is everybody checking out of present time awareness in our world? What is going on? Are we all robots?
I saw that with one of my relatives. We were at a dinner with my dad. So it was her great grandfather, and she was on her cell phone and iPod, and through the whole dinner, she never really had a conversation with him, made eye contact with him or anything. And it's the last time she saw him because he passed away 3 months later. And it was just, you know, but you know what? She was just doing what every kid's doing. It wasn't unusual.
Right. I saw something on Facebook the other day about a comment that Einstein made. I don't remember exactly what he had said, but it was basically that, you know, that he fears the day when technology replaces the need for human connection and what's going to happen on our society. And we could see it happening in our life more and more each day as we go by. So I want to ask you, you know, what are the benefits for a parent becoming more mindful?
Well, the very first thing I want to just touch on quickly is safety. Because with all of this technology, the parents are checking out on their kids. I give an example, but I was walking into my office building a couple of years ago, and there was a mom with a baby in a carrier and maybe a two-year-old. I think they had just come out of the pediatrician's office, and she sat down on the bench and she was texting away, and her little two-year-old walked right over and got on the elevator with me. And now, you know, I'd been somebody else. That two-year-old might have been lost. I brought it back to her, but she had no awareness of that child. And I feel very strongly as an ADHD expert that part of how we learn to pay attention is by being paid attention to.
Mm-hmm.
And so the parents are checking out to a large degree. I mean, I'm not in any way judging. It just is happening that they are distracted. Even there was even an incident up at Foxwoods where a woman had a two-year-old boy. I guess it was not her own boy, but she thought she was on the cell phone for 20 seconds while he was sitting in the pool. He fell into the water. He floundered, sank to the bottom, and the security cameras showed that she was on there for 3 minutes before she ever looked at him.
Oh my God.
And so that's one of the big concerns, is just, you know, put the cell phone down. It's dangerous on your smartphone with your kids there. It just is. It takes your attention away.
Yeah.
So having the, you know, being more mindful of your kids, you can give them that undivided attention. You can, with mindfulness, you can help with your own stress level so that you can feel calmer and happier and have more energy. You can enjoy your kids at each age. You know, they grow so fast. I'm 27 now, and it's like it just went by like boom, like that. And also, I think that being able to, as a parent, to be able to go a little bit deeper with some of the more advanced mindfulness skills to get a sense of their own inner wisdom and their own inner guidance for their parenting choices on how to be a good parent. So I think there are many different levels that it can help on, but the very first foremost one is just being able to pay attention to your child in the moment.
Right. I mean, what could be more important than being with your child? I mean, what is going on inside that iPhone world that, you know, whatever it is, whoever you're texting, whatever you're looking on the internet, on your phone, whatever it is, how could that be any more enjoyable than actually being with your child that you brought into this world? It when you really stop and think about it, it makes no sense to be on the phone.
Right. And I always talk to parents, and when I'm working with them, to say, what, you know, ask yourself, what does my child need from me? And they need your attention.
Right.
You know,
right.
They don't need you to be so distracted. Or, I mean, I know a woman who had two kids, and, you know, she was on the phone when she was driving while they were in the car, so they were watching videos. She was on the phone when they were in the grocery store. She was on the phone everywhere she went, and these kids were just tagging along. And kids do get into trouble. They know that mom isn't paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Or dad, but more than that, they're missing that connection and that interaction and that feeling special and being paid attention to. That's so
right.
Critical in childhood development.
I agree. And I know kids that don't feel that they have attention from their parents will do outlandish things to get that attention, where it's finally saying, hey, look at me. So they might not intentionally want to cause trouble, but hey, if getting my parents' attention, if getting in trouble is going to get my parents' attention, well, then that's what I'm going to have to do.
And it sort of raises the ante, because it may, you know, when their parents are distracted by their technology, it's harder and harder and harder to get their attention.
Right.
So the kids will act out more and more and more.
Right. You know, I would love, when we come back from break, to have you lead us into a basic mindfulness skill. But, you know, one of the things that comes up for me is, what do you think? And I know maybe this is my generation of people that are being distracted on the phones, you know, and that have children. What is it that we don't want to be present? I wonder what is causing that. So I want to look into that a little bit too when we come back from break. Everybody, you're listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. Don't go anywhere. We're having a great discussion that really, really needs to be looked at even deeper. So stay tuned and we'll continue this conversation.
Impossible, they forgot. This world keeps spinning, and with each new day,
welcome back to the Transformation Talk Radio Network. I'm Julie Kleinhans, host of Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, and we have such an important discussion going on today with my guest, Deb Burdick. We're talking about mindfulness and how we can really help ourselves and our kids by practicing the skill and the art of mindfulness. And it's not as difficult as you would think. So I want to ask Deb, if you can lead us into a basic mindfulness skill.
Yeah, I'd like to do a present moment awareness skill that's called mindfulness of surroundings. And you can do it with me. Just listen to my voice and keep your eyes open. And all I want you to do is to pay attention to your surroundings, whatever they are. If you're inside and you look in front of you, you may see a wall, see if there's any windows or doors on the wall, any artwork on the wall, any decoration, any curtains, anything on that wall. Just pay attention to that wall, everything there is to notice about that wall. If you're driving, pay attention to the road in front of you, notice the cars, notice the feel of the car, whatever you are doing, just be in that moment. And just notice the sounds. I'll be quiet for just a second. Just notice what sounds you hear. Take a breath. Notice if you smell any fragrances or any odors. Just get a sense of the feeling of the place that you are. Just be totally in that moment. Is the sun shining? Can you see the sun shining in through the window? Or is it cloudy? Notice your surroundings. Does it feel good to be here? Does it feel stressful to be here? Leave all the busy thoughts and things that you have to do outside for just a moment. Take a break from them. They'll be there when you need to get back to them. And just pay attention to what's in front of you. Touch the table or the steering wheel or the desk or whatever's in front of you, whatever you are able to hold on to. Just notice the texture of it. Notice if it's smooth or rough or cool or warm. And just take a moment. Be totally present. And then when you're ready, just come back to our conversation.
You know, Deb, that was really, really good, because what I notice when you slow down to become mindful when you become your awareness is in present time awareness, and you know, working with the law of attraction, I understand, and I know you understand this as well, that the only time you can create is in present time. You know, the future and the past are illusions, and when we go through like the activity you just took us through, what happens is you become aware of your emotional body as well.
All of that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Your emotional body is so important to create what you want in life. And, you know, I do have a theory that a big part of the reason that so many of us are avoiding being mindful is because, you know, at this point in life, you know, in the evolution or ascension, as many would call it, of our species, we are being asked to really look at what is no longer working for us, these limiting beliefs, these limitations, and move beyond that. And because all of this unconscious stuff is starting to happen and come up so we can ascend into being more conscious in our lives and living at a deeper level, it's too painful for people to look at things that they have thrown into their unconscious. And by being scattered and distracted, we're avoiding those things that we never wanted to deal with in the past, that we just kind of threw back into our unconscious. So, hey, I don't want to look there. You know, that happened to me when I was 7, or that's a belief that happened when I was, you know, 12. I don't want to look there. I'm going to put it into my unconscious, and it's kind of coming up to say hello so I can examine it, but I don't want to look there. So I'm going to pick up my phone and become distracted. I'm going to do whatever it is to not connect my mind and my emotions. I mean, I don't know. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that that certainly happens, and that, you know, we lose the ability to check in with our emotional guidance system, and we get stressed out. You know, we may not be paying attention to it, but it doesn't mean it's not having an effect. Our emotions often, the first sign of an emotion is it shows up in our physical body, and we end up with 70% of all illnesses are considered to be stress-related illnesses because we're not paying attention. And by being mindful and tuning in, we can tune into our thoughts, we can tune into our emotions, we can tune into our bodies, and that gives us an opportunity to shift what's going on. We can find, if we discover that our thoughts are chronically negative you know, not serving us, we can find thoughts that feel better and move us out of that place into a place that is feeling better and gives us a sense of relief. But when we tune out and we're just, you know, we get addicted to our technologies and so forth and so on, and we're not paying attention to ourselves, lots of times we get sick.
And yeah.
You know, it's very common. And we lose the opportunity to shift into something that feels better. And it's not that hard to shift. We just need to be conscious of it and make the choice to do that.
Yeah, I love that, making the choice. And one of the thing I know for myself, I work from home and I'm on the computer and on the phone a lot, you know, with my clients, and everything I do basically is in my business is involving technology in some way, that on the weekends I have to check out. You know, I won't even look at my email, even though I know for my business, you know, I do have to check in on my email. But sometimes I'll say, you know what, Julie, just take a break from it. You really just need to go outside and just be and disconnect from that. And I feel for our children, it's critical for them to learn this. So how can children learn to be mindful?
Well, I teach therapists how to teach kids how to be mindful, and it's not all that different from with parents, you know, with their parents or adults. But to just, in fact, I've taught kids as young as 3 in groups of 20 kids to be mindful, and they absolutely love it. Mm-hmm. And I start by just asking them questions like, does anybody know how to breathe? You know, depending on how little they are. And they all go, yeah, of course I do. And he said, well, how'd you learn? And they kind of look at me like I'm crazy because I didn't learn. I just know. But starting to teach them to do a slow, you know, breath in breath through to the count of four and an out breath to the count of eight. When you do that, you relax your whole physiology. It's very relaxing and calming. And I teach them with something called a glitter ball, which has, it's a clear ball with some glitter in it and liquid, and you shake it and the glitter goes, and I say, okay, that's when you're all revved up or angry, you're upset or worried, and see what happens when you hold the glitter ball and it all just calms down and settles to the bottom. And that's what happens in your mind when all the busy thoughts can just calm down. And the kids love it. I have a little meditation bell. I ring this little bell and I ask them to raise their hand when they can't hear it anymore. And they raise their hand and, you know, they listen. They're tuning in. They're paying attention. And there's no technology in what I'm doing at all. And it's just interacting with them and teaching them to be still. And right. Susan Kaiser Greenland has been teaching kids in the classroom settings, in schools. The Mind Up program is doing that as well, Goldie Hawn's foundation, where they lie on their back and they put a little stuffed animal on their tummy and they breathe and rock the teddy bear or the stuffed animal. So they're learning to belly breathe and they're just being very calm and still. It's like revolutionary for people to do this because we're so busy, but it feels so good to just stop even for 30 seconds.
Yeah, I agree. And even, you know, with food and eating, learning to be mindful, tasting the food. I mean, how many of us just shovel food in our mouth and we're not even present to what the experience of eating, you know, and
so
I think, yeah, and I think that could really even help with the obesity problem that we have in this country. Because
absolutely.
When we're shoveling food in our mouth, are we eating for the enjoyment and the taste, or just because we're eating like robots? Just because
and a lot of times we're trying to eat it because we need to be doing something else. You know, we're not paying attention to eating at all. We're checking our Facebook posts or we're doing the puzzle or we're in a hurry. So we're just shoveling in as fast as we can go. We're taking the kids to their sports and we're stopping at the fast food place and eating in the car. I mean, it's a kind of a craziness that's
it is crazy
serving us.
Well, like, I really want people to stop and say, are we as human beings meant to live this way? And I know most people know that we're not, but we do have a choice, but we have to be that choice to make that change.
We have a choice. I think most people don't understand that it's all a choice.
Yeah.
We have a choice. Whatever we have attracted into our life, however we're living our lives, we can change it.
I agree. Yeah. And most people don't realize at this point that they have a choice. They think, well, you know, I got to rush to work and my kids got to be involved in three sports and this many curricular activities, or they're not going to be successful in college and get in school and get a career. It's like, that's all, you know, malarkey. It's not true. Who, you know, really stop and think about it, because whoever gave you those beliefs, wherever they came from, they're just beliefs. They're limited beliefs and they're not necessarily the truth.
A child that can focus and tune into themselves and be present and have a few activities is going to do better in college than somebody who cannot sit down and study, who can't concentrate, who can't pay attention.
Absolutely.
They've never learned to do that. And it is learning. It's practice. You can teach your brain to do lots of things. And our neuroplasticity allows us to change our brain. And mindfulness actually changes the structure, the electrical activity, as well as the blood flow in our brain. It is amazing.
It is amazing. It is amazing. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk more about that and how it is amazing to be able to change. We'll take a short break. Everybody stay tuned.
impossible, they forgot. This world keeps spinning and with each new day.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
On the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This is Julie Kay, your host. And I know that there are many, many kids out there that are struggling and how overwhelming it can be for parents. So I invite you to reach out and ask me any question that you may have. You could go to my website, mindfocusgeneration.com, on the contact page, send me an email. And also while you're there, sign up for your free gift, my 30-day creation planner, and also the newsletter that I send out to each of you that will tell you about the wonderful guests I have on this show and other things that I'm up to. I also want to remind everyone that I will be appearing on Tara Kennedy Klein's radio show tomorrow, March 19th at 11 a.m. Eastern with three other amazing women. You can tune in live by going to togineet.com/shows/StopRaisingEinstein. Or if you just type in Stop Raising Einstein into Google, you should be able to find the show. So we're finishing up the hour with the amazing Deb Burdick. She's a wealth of knowledge about mindfulness and a bunch of other things like ADD and neurofeedback. So definitely go and check out her work. Deb, can you, before we actually we go into this, I do want to tell everybody that Deb is giving an amazing gift to two people that are listening. She's going to give away free tuition to her 3-week intensive teletraining, mindfulness, the basics and beyond, which starts next Thursday, March 28th. So before we get into that and how you could be one of the lucky people that wins free tuition, we're going to talk about a basic process of mindfulness. Deb really wants to share some takeaways with everyone listening. So Deb, what is a basic process that people can use with mindfulness?
Well, the basic process is to set an intention about what it is you want to pay attention to. It could be your breath. It could be your child. It could be brushing your teeth. It could be doing a project at work. It could be doing your homework. Whatever it is that you decide to pay attention to. And then notice when your thoughts are wandering. And you know what? It is normal for thoughts to wander. With 60,000 thoughts a day, your mind will wander. That's okay. Don't beat yourself up. Just notice it, accept it, and without judgment, and then bring your awareness back to what it was you decided to pay attention to over and over and over and over. And it gets easier because you're basically rewiring your brain. You're just teaching your brain to stay focused a little better. And in fact, we know that this process works for people that actually have attention deficit disorder to help them improve their concentration. So basically, set your intention about what it is you're going to pay attention to. Notice when your thoughts are wandering. Acknowledge, accept, and dismiss those thoughts and bring your attention back to what you wanted to pay attention to. It's that simple.
Mm. And I would think that this simple process increases our emotional intelligence as well.
And, well, it certainly does, because maybe we've decided to pay attention to our emotions. That could be what our intention, you know, our intended target of attention is, to notice what's coming up for us, what's arising as we're thinking about it and noticing and paying attention to it, and understanding where that emotion is coming from. Notice if it's from the past or the present. Try to understand what the current present moment is of that emotion, and helps us make choices about what we can do to shift it or to change how we're feeling or thinking or what we're doing.
Mm. And here's the thing about mindfulness. You start paying attention and then you think, wow, why do I even do this? It doesn't make me feel good and it doesn't add value into my life. I'm not doing this anymore. Or the opposite, you know, wow, this really is enjoyable. I really actually love having this conversation with this person. They make me feel good because now I'm being mindful of the interaction rather than, you know, this person's talking to me and I'm thinking about 100 different things. This person is actually very interesting and I enjoy the conversation. They make me feel good about myself and those types of things.
My sense of being mindful in my own life is that it feels like the colors are turned up on each moment. It's just deeper somehow. I'm truly present. Granted, not all the time. Nobody can do it all the time, but way more than I used to be. And I just enjoy life more. It just feels much more satisfying and fuller somehow.
Oh, I agree. It totally has changed my life. I've been able to change my life by getting rid of things that don't add value to my life, by being engaged with the people in my life at a more heightened level, aware of my own emotions and my own reactions, and making better choices for myself. I absolutely love practicing mindfulness. Mm. So I know two people are really going to love what you have in store for them, because you're going to invite them to be free participants in your teleseminar training. So can you give details on how they can do that?
Yes, let me just briefly tell you, it's going to be a 3-week teletraining. We're going to talk about the mindfulness skills. That's basically the focus of it, is to teach you how to do different mindfulness skills, a whole bunch of different ones. How to tune into your physical body, how to do progressive relaxation, how to shift your thoughts, be aware of them and find thoughts that feel better, how to be able to be mindful when you're moving, how to be mindful in relationships, the core practices, I really think that these mindfulness skills can help us save our lives, because we know the research is very compelling that we end up with stress-related illnesses. So I would like to give the first two people who send an email to me at deb@thebrainlady.com with the, in the subject line, write Deb's Mindful Giveaway. Deb's Mindfulness Giveaway. And I will give, I will sign you up. Make sure you give me enough information so I can sign you up or at least contact you. And that is the early bird, price for this is only $47. And after that, it will go up to $97, which is an incredibly low price. You know,
yeah,
you can't afford not to join us. And if you want to join us on that, if you don't, do not get the free tuition, then you can sign up at http://thebrainlady.com/mindfulness/, or visit my website, thebrainlady.com. It will be on there as well.
So thebrainlady.com/mindfulness for more information on this telesummit, or over the phone, can be done over the phone. And for the first two people that email deb@thebrainlady.com with mindfulness
giveaway
in the subject line will be gifted the free tuition. Thank you so much, Deb, for being here. That's and for your generous offer to our listeners. And thank you, everyone, for being here with me each and every week. Please tune in every Monday at 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern for heart-filled learning while we transform young lives. See you here next week, everyone. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. Heartfelt learning, transforming young lives. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay and how heartfelt learning is transforming young lives, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love today.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.